Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mitzi Perdue is here. Mitzi is a great member of our Brain Trust. She was one of the women sent by the United States to the United Nations Conference on Women in Nairobi. She's authored hundreds, if not thousands, of articles for newspapers and magazines around the world. She's blogs on for the Academy of Women Health and Genetic Engineering Biotechnology News. She's a person completely accomplished in her own right. She also happens to be the widow of the late Frank Perdue, the man who brought chicken to America, basically. And she's the author of Tough Man, Tender Chicken. She's our good friend, Mitzi Perdue. Welcome back to the show.
It is so great to be back with you and your listeners.
You know, Mitzi, when I think of you, I know you live on the Eastern Shore over in Maryland. And when I think of you, I think about that beautiful country. Folks, if you've never been to that part of the world, it is breathtaking. It is just so serene and pastoral. And so I just congratulate you on finding a place like that to hang out.
I know how lucky I am because I spent some time in New York. And
yeah.
Most of the time in the Eastern
That's the
Shore.
Opposite of what I was just saying.
No, but I love the Eastern Shore. It's at least three quarters of my time here, and I treasure every moment of it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So, okay, Mitzi, I never know what you're up to. You got all kinds of stuff going on, and it's always interesting. So tell us what you got going on these days. What are you excited about right now?
What I'm excited about right now is I've been doing a lot of public speaking. I get $5,000 a talk. Yay.
Wow. Congratulations.
Well, by the way, that didn't just drop in my lap. I spent a
right.
whole year taking the National Speakers Association Speaking Academy. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think
you
I worked
prepare.
For it.
Yeah.
But at the end of every talk that I give, I frequently talk about how family newsletters are just a great way of passing on the culture.
Family newsletters.
Yeah. And mine come out once a month. And I've got 22 years of them.
Isn't that what Facebook's for?
Except Facebook doesn't last. The newsletters they get bound and
right. You're right about that. And in a way you're describing the difference between a book and Facebook too, right? I mean, that's the
yeah.
thing about the younger generation sometimes confuse content for context, don't they? And they think if they've got all this content that's enough. But I think what you're saying is the newsletter not only gives you content, it also puts things in context, doesn't it?
Very much. But the biggest issue or point of the newsletter isn't just to give people news, which Facebook does. It's also to transmit the culture. It's you know, what values, how do you feel about such things as prenuptials? How do you feel about such things as being good stewards?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the environment? And this is a way of
some people will call that preaching, Mitzi.
Oh, I do. I'll go for it. Because I think that the biggest responsibility of each generation is to pass the values on to the next.
Now, I completely agree with you about that, Mitzi, but I can't get my younger generation to listen to me. I've got lots of sermons I want to give them, but they won't listen.
Oh, well then, write to me for my newsletter.
So I need to put it in a newsletter form, huh?
Yeah, well, the thing is, I package it in a way that, you know, I test it on roughly, I don't know, it's probably 40 of the kids who are from age 2 to age 16.
Right.
And the way I do it is I want to make them love getting this. So the newsletter also comes with a package of activities that they can do with their parents. Like the one that I was doing, that I was previewing with my kids yesterday.
Right.
Was, actually on Sunday, it was on Petri dishes. And how we had a microbe hunt in which you go around with a cotton swab and you touch things like the kitchen sink or the kitchen sponge or maybe your gums, and then you you have different, you know what a petri dish is?
Of course.
But in case not everybody does, because maybe there's somebody 10 listening to us, a petri dish is a little plastic dish that has something like Jell-O in it that microbes love to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put, when you take this swab that you've put against your gums, for example, and then touch it to the food medium in the petri dish, two or three or four days later, you get a growth of something, you know, of all of the little
right.
microbes.
And you put this in the newsletter.
Well, I give in the newsletter, I give directions for how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And in my in what I recommend to everybody is that they get the actual. You can send away for petri dishes from Amazon.
Right. But it's back to the newsletter. Tell me what you think the benefit of the newsletter is.
Every kid who is looking forward to getting these things, because, you know, there's an adventure in their costumes in each one.
Right.
They're going to learn such things as what great-great-grandfather, what he felt about things.
Right.
Like that he felt that people, he talked
about. See, I think that's really more important than anything else. Because I worry that we're losing the memories. We're losing the farther that we go in the new generations, the less the regard there is for tradition, for the people on whose shoulders we stand. And I completely agree with recording those things. Even if when you write them and you distribute them, the person who receives it doesn't read it right then, as long as they don't throw it away, one day maybe they'll come back to it. I do believe that it's important to record the life and times and successes and failures of the people on whose shoulders we stand, in your case, like Frank Perdue.
Okay, but my newsletters, they're templates for you to write your own.
Right.
So, for example, questions that you might ask somebody older.
Right. Right.
In fact, I have, like, four newsletter templates that people can...
How would they find them? How would they get those?
Write to me, and that's Mitzi, M-I-T-Z-I,
right.
at MitziPurdue.com.
All right.
And Purdue is spelled with an E, not a U.
Right. And so and they can also find the book Tough Man, Tender Chicken, wherever books are sold, right?
Yeah.
All right. So they can write to you. Again, give us the email again. Are you going to send this to them for free?
Initially free, because I'm beta testing it.
Yeah.
Because there's a string attached. I'd like them to tell me how well it works.
There you go. You want them to be your beta testers. Give us the email again, please.
Mitzi@MitziPurdue.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. Hey, Mitzi, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I'd love to.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blessing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.